The R Word, a podcast series challenging the misconceptions about retirement living. Shane Jacobson is out to prove that the R Word is just that, a word. The R Word. Subscribe now in iTunes.
Now, there's further proof today how useless the Human Rights Commission is. We know that the body's handling of the racial discrimination complaints under Section 18C has been appalling. And for those three Queensland uni students who were unfairly dragged through a three-year legal drama, it was absolutely disastrous. For 14 months, they had no idea a complaint had been made against them. And when they were finally told, they were given 3 business days to prepare for mediation. And after a three-year fight that turned their lives upside down, the case was thrown out of court. Well, this afternoon, the QUT employee, Cindy Pryor, has announced she will appeal. So it's continuing. The Human Rights Commission boss, Gillian Triggs, said, oh, this was all a normal process, but we know that she's been telling fibs because she lied by saying the students were mediating with the complainant, Cindy Pryor, when in fact they knew nothing about it for 14 months. But put that case to one side for a moment, because a case that the Human Rights Commission resolved this week has exposed just how badly they handled that case in Queensland. Senator David Lionhelm complained to the Human Rights Commission after he was described by a journalist as an angry white male. He said he wasn't offended by the label, but he made a complaint to point out the absurdity of Section 18C. But the Human Rights Commission has thrown out his complaint. They said the terms white and male were not considered terms of denigration. Senator Lionhelm made the complaint mid-August, and the Human Rights Commission has already sorted it out. So they were very quick to sort this one out. It only took them a few months. If it was good enough to toss this case out in a flash, why did the Human Rights Commission move like snails on the case of the three uni students? They displayed no racism. The complaint against the students should have been dealt with in hours or days or weeks. And all they've done in tossing out this case against David Lionhelm so quickly is expose how badly they mishandled the case against the uni students. The truth is, it's not the context or the substance of the complaint that they care about. It's who's making the complaint in the first place.
The R Word, a podcast series challenging the misconceptions about retirement living. Shane Jacobson is out to prove that the R Word is just that, a word. The R Word. Subscribe now in iTunes.